Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Thursday, February 15th. Bit of a somber vibe around the podcast, around the sports world today. These are never fun to do, but when there is a shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, and we're not going to speculate on motivation or all that. That's going to come out in the media here in the next few days and weeks. It's just a really crappy way to end the NFL season, and you know, it's just absolutely brutal. I cannot remember a school, a shooting at a parade. Now, this, unfortunately, mass shootings are happening like all the time now. It's becoming so commonplace that we're just like, oh, another mass shooting. It's a little depressing that this would happen at a parade and these videos are coming out. I mean, instantly yesterday on social media, it's like, here's random heroes tackling a shooter. And it's just like, what the hell? These are people who... kids come out of school to go to the parade. This is celebrating, and it's going back-to-back first team in 19 years or so. The excitement, the joy, Patrick Mahomes saying we're going to three-peat. Kelsey lubricated. It's an awesome scene. And then this has to be ruined by a shooting. And folks, getting political when it comes to sports always sucks. It's never fun. People like to use sports as an escape. But I don't think there's any way this is not going to become one of those situations. And Patrick Mahomes is going to be at the center of, hey, man, you are the head honcho in Kansas City. You are the man. You delivered back-to-back Super Bowls, back-to-back Super Bowl MVPs. You are the most recognizable face in football right now. Tom Brady has retired. He has passed the baton to you as the face of the NFL. And I believe people will expect Patrick Mahomes to come out and speak out against this instead of just firing off a generic tweet about prayers for Kansas City. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock, prayers for Kansas City. I mean, at some point, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to have to, listen, I know people don't want to hear this, like, he's going to have to get involved. And we saw, famously, Michael Jordan did not want to step foot in this stuff, the political realm. And Michael Jordan, of course, you know, Republicans buy sneakers too, or whatever the line was. LeBron James went totally the other way. He is all in. He does not care that half of the audience hates him, half of America, a bunch of, you know, I'm never watching the NBA because of LeBron and his political crap. Well, I don't know. There was just a shooting at the Chiefs parade. This is at your parade. Mahomes, you are the face of the league. And the face of the league has been, you know Joe Montana and Brett Favre, Peyton Manning / Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. And you can see all those guys, and you could do the Googling, I've done it, they kind of lean one way, and that's fine, whatever, hey, try to avoid politics. But at some point, Patrick Mahomes is probably going to have to come out and speak and be like, hey, idiots, can you leave the guns at home? And I happen to Google the gun laws in the chief state, and it's like, oh my gosh. So, I mean, there could have been, who knows how many people carrying at a parade where there's just kids around and everything. It's one of those ugly stories, and I don't know. All I know is Patrick Mahomes could be a change agent here. People will listen to him. There's a lot of people who are probably depressed and sad, and Patrick Mahomes and what the Chiefs have done have lifted these people out of the doldrums and for 4 or 5 months can bring them joy and wins. And again, I'm not a believer that you should live that way. Like, if you can't find your own happiness, you got some problems. A sports team winning a championship, sure, that could be momentary excitement. Yeah, like when I was rooting for the Niners, of course I was excited. When my Jets were going to the AFC Championship game, that was fun. That was a great joyride. But, like, I'm not down in the dumps if the Jets lose. You know, you got bigger fish to fry. You got family, kids, job. There's a lot of stuff going on. But a lot of people live and die with the Kansas City Chiefs. And whatever Patrick Mahomes says on any platform, be it social media, TV, he's already getting asked. I don't know if you guys saw this on CNN this week. I think it was 48 hours after winning the Super Bowl, or maybe 24 hours. And he does a CNN interview, and it's like, hey, Patrick, what do you think about the conspiracy theories that you guys were destined to win the Super Bowl because of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and Pfizer? Whatever the lady asked, it's one of the dumbest questions you'll see. And Mahomes just kind of shakes it off. He's like, hey, I just want to stick to football. And I get it. You could stick to football with the questions about conspiracy theories. I don't think you could just stick to football with this. Like, and I know that, Jason, why are you pinning this on Patrick Mahomes? Well, he's the face of the franchise. He's the face of the league. He's bringing the Chiefs Super Bowls. I want to hear from Patrick Mahomes. Now, I don't know that everybody feels that way. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who are just like, ah, you know what? This is just an unlucky moment. Oh, really? Okay. All right. I don't know, Rob. I'm not trying to go in on Mahomes. You know, I like him. I like the Chiefs. I root for them. But a shooting where double-digit people are shot, and we don't know how many of these people will end up dying at a football parade? You got to be kidding me. This something needs to be done. I'm just disgusting.
It's a horrible situation, and it is something that is all too common here in the United States of America. It's gotten to a point now where we were texting before we started recording. Quick side note, I was texting with friend of the show, friend of both of ours, Chris Broussard, immediately in the aftermath of the shooting. Thankfully, everybody on the First Things First set who were there at the parade, supposed to be a celebratory situation, and they got cut off in the middle of the broadcast, and it cut away from First Things First to Fox News to break in on the shooting. And thankfully, everyone was okay. He said security got in there at a rapid rate and everybody was fine. So thank you for that. But as we were talking about you and I before we started recording is, like, I've almost become numb to it. Like, this happens so frequently. There's always a shooting, it feels like, almost every month, every couple of weeks. And that's only the ones we know about. Like, it's something that has become so commonplace that I'm surprised, honestly, that they broke into FS1 and cut the broadcast, that maybe because they were there on site, and they cut to a news development. Like, I was watching ESPN at the time of the shooting, and they didn't even have it on the ticker. For a while. Like, that's how common these things are. And I have a quote here from Patrick Mahomes, because you want about Patrick Mahomes. This is the big story here. This is something that he has said. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to get into a little bit more about it afterwards. Quote, "It was a culmination of seeing all this happen and wanting it to stop and wanting us to find a better way of preventing these instances from happening. It's not that one of these deaths was more significant than the other. It was just all of it happening and me feeling like enough is enough. We've got to do something about this. I was blessed to have this platform. Why not use it? I know I have this platform. I know not everyone will agree with it, but I'm going to do my best to make this world a better place. And this is the right moment to do it." That was Patrick Mahomes in 2020. When he decided that he wanted to participate in a Black Lives Matter video alongside other NFL players and NFL quarterbacks. And much was made back then of his inclusion because he is the face of the NFL right now. He is the best player in football right now. He is on pace to become the greatest football player of all time. So his involvement in that video, and I believe he only spoke for like 3 seconds in the entirety of the clip. But him just deciding to put his name on it sent shockwaves through the NFL. And that's part of the reason why you see on the NFL, even today, some places, end racism in the back of the end zone or all lives, like stuff like that. That wouldn't be happening, I don't think, if Patrick Mahomes and others like him didn't put themselves in that video in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. He now has an opportunity here in 2024 in the wake of this horrific shooting to do the same thing. If Patrick Mahomes is serious about wanting to make the world a better place and him having a platform that he needs to use, even if people don't always agree with it, then I expect sometime in the next 24 to 72 hours, he is going to put out a statement through his representatives or on social media condemning the gun laws in Missouri. You mentioned it. No background checks for private sales. No permit required for concealed carry. No permit required for open carry. No license required for owners. They basically have zero gun laws in Missouri. Patrick Mahomes, whether he wants to or not, is now going to be the one everyone looks to for a response. Yeah, and I expect, like I said, in the next day, two, maybe three, he's going to put out something very strongly indicating that the lawmakers in Missouri are going to have to do overhaul something so that something like this doesn't happen again.
Yeah. And when he does, you know, we're going to hear the predictable. Oh, just listen, Patrick, thank you for that. But, you know, just shut up and throw the football, okay? And scramble for first downs on third and six. Just do that. We don't want to hear anything else. I know that, you know, the hard conversations aren't fun to have. And this is a sports podcast and it's usually fun and light and we crack jokes and, you know, I brag about basketball. But I just want to remind people, like, within the last, what, week, we saw a clinically insane woman show up at one of these mega churches in Texas with essentially an AR-15 and her kid and just decided to have a firefight. So now we're having gun shootouts at church. And we know that people are trying to have school shootings all the time. And now we're seeing a football parade. Like, at what point, where does it end? Like, is nothing sacred? Can we not do something? Again, I'm not here to spend an hour on gun laws, but come on, guys. Like, this is just, it's super depressing.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. The NBA schedule gets really fire this week with the NFL over. I mean, you got Bucks, Nuggets. It's a great, great schedule this week. Remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Pivoting from this story to like an actual football story that I think more people would care about and have like a strong feeling one way or the other is difficult. But there was like actual news that happened before these whack jobs went to the parade with weapons and open fire. Steve Wilks, the 49ers defensive coordinator, was fired by Kyle Shanahan. Now, depending on the word you want to use, let go, cut loose, parted ways, whatever the point is, it happened. And a lot of people seem to be upset with this because, well, wait a minute, he's pinning blame on the defensive coordinator when Kyle's offense didn't deliver touchdowns when they needed to. If you go back and listen to the Monday show, you know, after the Super Bowl, my big takeaway was if you want to do the blame game, I don't really think there's a lot of blame to go around, but I think the primary guy would be Steve Wilks. Now you could say, well, what about the special teams guy? They missed an extra point. There was a killer and the fumble when the ball hit the blocker in the leg. Okay, fine. You want to fire the special teams coach over that? I didn't think there were special teams breakdowns. But I speculated that Wilks is, I don't think he's going to be back. And it's official. He's done. And listen, Steve Wilks had a really, really good run in Carolina. Not so good run in Arizona. And he was fantastic for 2.5, almost 3 quarters in the Super Bowl. But as I said at the time, if you stay in the same defense and don't throw wrinkles at Mahomes, he's going to figure you out. And Wilks did not do enough in the fourth quarter when it mattered and in overtime to rattle Mahomes. And there's an article that was written after the Bengals. So the Bengals walloped the Bills in the AFC playoffs. Or no, I forget who they beat in the semifinal. It might have been the Bills. But in basically the conference championship, they went to Kansas City and they were in trouble. And in the second half, the defensive coordinator, Captain Lou, made a bunch of changes. And there's an article written about it because of, you know, he said, like, basically, you cannot stop Patrick Mahomes. All you can do is continue to change and tweak throughout the game. Hey, this series, we're going to go single high safety. Next series, we're going to go two high safety. We're going to go zero blitz sometimes. Yeah, we're going to risk it. And they did it on the play where Mahomes threw the interception in overtime, and then the Bengals come down and kick the field goal. And sometimes we're going to blitz send three and drop eight into coverage. We're going to give Mahomes so many looks that they don't know what's coming. And if you go rewatch the painful drive in overtime, Mahomes knew exactly what was coming. He was perfect in overtime on that game-winning drive. He knew exactly what plays to call. Everything was perfectly aligned. It was a masterclass. And I believe it's because Wilks did not tweak enough to give him different looks. Now, people can make excuses. Hey, well, they didn't have Dre Greenlaw. That's a huge factor. And I would agree. That's a big factor. He was a great player, and they lose him after one series. But I don't know, Rob. I'm sorry. I agree with the Wilks letting him go. Now, they had beef all season. Remember, Wilks was like in the booth, then he moved to the sideline, and him and Shanahan had some words with him. Like, Wilks did not have a great season. I don't know how quickly whether they go outside to fill this or they go inside and promote someone. Rob, I don't buy this. Hey, go call Vrabel. That's a great – Vrabel ain't taking this. I cannot imagine Vrabel going from a successful head coach to I'm going to be a defensive coordinator for the Niners. Like, I don't see that happening. Now, what's interesting is, you know, does Ron Rivera want to go west? We know he was a finalist for the Cowboys job that eventually went to Zimmer. A couple other names. Rex Ryan, I can't see. It's just, you know, he's got the bluster and stuff, but I think he's just using all these interviews for leverage with ESPN. I don't know, Rob. It'll be interesting to see where they go, but I have no issues with them cutting away from Wilks and moving on.
I'm a little bit conflicted by it because on one hand, it's not like they were terrible, right? I mean, they were, what, from first to eighth in total defense in the regular season. I know they weren't great in the postseason against the Packers and the Lions, but in the Super Bowl, the only touchdown they allowed in regulation was on a 16-yard drive set up on a muffed punt return. Well, excuse me, not a muffed, don't let Ray Ray McCall hear this. It wasn't a muffed punt return. It bounced off the guy's ankle and, yeah, you know, he was blamed for it, you know. But I don't think he was necessarily the problem with the Niners. And to me, this feels like the latest, and what we've seen now in the last, what, 3 days since the Super Bowl, the latest in a string of guys who have passing the blame on somebody else. Like Nick Bosa, I didn't even catch it at the time, but apparently said in the post game, he was asked about Wilkes and the defense, and he gives him kind of a backhanded compliment. Well, he's great with the back end. So insinuating that he wasn't great with the front seven. And, you know, someone's like, well, we didn't really practice for the option that Patrick Mahomes ran late in the game to get those key first downs. Oh. Because it's something they don't really run that often. You have Kyle Shanahan, who swears that he knew the overtime rule, even though all of the quotes that have come out and even the video on Inside the NFL would suggest differently, because all the Chiefs players were very excited when they said, we're going to take the ball there to start overtime. And they're like, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe he did that. And even Kyle Juszczyk is saying on video, like, I didn't know that if we score, they get a chance to score right back. Yada, yada, yada.
I saw that.
So it just feels like because of the way it ended, because of a yet another blown lead in the Super Bowl under Kyle Shanahan, because for all of their defensive stars up and down that roster, they underperformed relatively in the regular season and drastically underperformed in the early part of the playoffs, that they just couldn't run it back, that somebody had to go, somebody had to take the fall for what went wrong for them this season. And because Steve Wilkes was, according to Albert Breer, the first guy that Shanahan has fired that was, quote, outside of the family, he's the easiest one to let go. And so I think, you know, I'm conflicted by it. I understand it. I just don't know if he necessarily deserved to get fired.
Yeah, it is. It's a dicey one, but ultimately you lose a second Super Bowl. Like, Shanahan ain't firing himself. He's definitely not on the chopping block. It would be like, remember when the Eagles fired Reed? And I know you could say, well, the Eagles have gone on to win a Super Bowl. They went to another one. Yeah, I know. They're about to, when Sirianni gets canned after this season, they're going to be on their fifth coach since they fired Andy Reid. And Andy Reid's at the same job and he's thriving. So, you know, they're not parting ways with Shanahan. They're just not. That's not happening. And everyone else is kind of susceptible.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Buying tickets to a big event can be frustrating, especially if you're like me and tend to wait until the last minute. You know what I'm talking about. You're all excited to buy, but all the best seats are gone, and the ones they do have left are wildly overpriced. I'm here to say you shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and the best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I was on the Game Time app this morning and saw my guy, the chef, is coming into town next month, and you know I'm going to be in the building for that one. And with Game Time, I know that when I'm finally ready to buy tickets for me and the fam, I'm going to get great seats at a great value. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase, and they're obsessed with finding ways to help you save money on tickets. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsor deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And the Game Time guarantee means that you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code JMAC for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code JMAC for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. We could wrap up with the NBA. Mostly because I saw ESPN does this straw poll where they have a reporter go and poll the voters who vote for the MVP and ask, hey, here we are with 28 games left or whatever the number is, 27, 28, 29 games left. Who is your ballot for the MVP? And I guess to my surprise, but to Rob's excitement, not only is Nikola Jokic one, I mean, that part's not surprising, but number two on the NBA MVP straw poll, and these have been kind of accurate because you are actually polling the voters. Number two is Rob's guy, SGA, who Rob potentially, I think he called SGA maybe
that's right,
as the MVP of the league. That'd be one of your best hits ever. Jokic is one, SGA two. And then after those two, Giannis is a distant third. Luka is four. Kawhi Leonard is five. Tatum six. Brunson seven. Donovan Mitchell eight. Edwards nine. KD 10. Halliburton. And then Sabonis. And there's a lot to sift through here. Look, we could just start. I don't think anybody would disagree. Jokic is one. Okay? I don't think there's any disagreement there. Rob, correct?
That's fine. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, there's still 28, 29 games left. Okay. Embiid was number one last time they did this straw poll. He's obviously fallen off because of the surgery. Number two, SGA, I have a lot of issues with. I think he's having a tremendous season. The numbers are there. OKC's playing great. But number two? Most valuable. Rob, I say most valuable to you. What does that mean? Like, how do you define most valuable?
Well, that's a loaded freaking question,
exactly.
Jason.
The problem.
You know what? I think most valuable, at least in the NBA, because the NBA is a different animal than the other sports. The most valuable player is the best player on the best team in the NBA.
Okay. Best player, best team. You know who has the best record in the league?
That would be the Boston Celtics.
Okay. Who's the best player on the Celtics?
That would be Jason Tatum.
So why isn't Tatum at least in the top five?
It's a very good question.
How is he? I mean, best player, best team. I don't totally disagree with that. SGA and OKC, they're playing out of their minds. They are currently the two in the West. They are a game up on the Clips, close with the Nuggets. Basically, they're looking at a top four seed. I don't see them falling out of the top four unless Chet Holmgren goes down for a while or something. They're number one OKC point differential in the West. They're a juggernaut. Now, they basically added one player who was excellent and as a college player in 1 year, and now Chet Holmgren, who missed all of last year, is thriving. He's the reason that they're different than last year, right? Would you agree with that, Rob?
Yes.
He's the biggest reason. Okay. They were a play-in team last year. I think they lost in the play-in. And now this year, SGA is obviously great. I think, to me, number two, I would go Kawhi Leonard behind Jokic. I know the Paperclips are currently third in the West, right on the heels of the Wolves and Thunder. And yes, statistically, SGA has the edge on Kawhi. And SGA is a good defender. Kawhi, for my money, has been unbelievable. When you can add a player like James Harden, and then the apple cart doesn't really get upset all that much, a ball-dominant guy, somebody has to get credit for this working. Now, you could give Russell Westbrook some credit for going to the bench. Paul George has taken a little bit of a backseat. Kawhi Leonard has essentially stepped up and said, I'm the man, this is my team, and he's been unstoppable. So I had Kawhi at two. Rob, do you have any issues with him that high?
No, I do not have any issue with Kawhi being that high, no.
Okay, well, maybe you have an issue with my number three. I went with Luka Doncic over your boy SGA. Now, the Mavs are kind of sputtering. Now, I know this is going to... Mavs are on a bit of a heater now as they've won some games here consecutively. They've had some upheaval, if you will, since they lost Brunson, and then they've been tinkering around the edges. You know me. I'm a Luka guy. I believe he makes everyone around him better more than anyone in the league. His defense has improved according to many metrics. I know he's defending, you know, inferior players. But I had Luka 3, I had Giannis 4, and then Tatum 5, SGA 6, Brunson 7, Halliburton 8. Now, I'm sure some people will say, well, Jason, the Timberwolves are 1. Where's Anthony Edwards? I had Anthony Edwards like 9. And I know a lot of people don't like that. Edwards is very, very good. But they have a damn good team. And I don't even... If you asked internally, whose team is it? I think it'll be Edwards' team, but I don't know if it... I mean, Carl Anthony Towns is playing well. Gobert's playing well. They have a great coach. I don't know how to give Ant the lion's share of the props, so that's why I had him a little lower. Halliburton's been unbelievable. Got to be the most improved player in the league. Brunson has carried the Knicks on his back. Donovan Mitchell probably getting a bit of a short shrift. They're on a tear of like 16 of 17 wins. Mitchell's been outstanding. I'm a big Donovan Mitchell fan, although his price went up for the Lakers, Rob. I don't know. Tatum at 5, SGA 6. You know me. I love Tatum. He's probably my favorite Boston Celtic ever, and I don't like any Boston players. I don't like the team, the franchise, the city, nothing. But, man, I like Tatum, and I think he's one of the best players in the league.
Yeah, future Laker Jason Tatum. You don't get the future Laker moniker unless you are the elite of the elite.
By the way, have Jason you Tatum. Outlined how he gets to the Lakers?
Yes. Now, I'm still workshopping it, but the general framework is that the Boston Celtics get very, very close and never quite get over the hump.
Mm.
And eventually that roster, which is coming together very nicely, and that's probably working against him in the MVP race, but that roster becomes so expensive that they're like, hey, we can't keep you and Jaylen together. You know, we may got to let go of Drew or Porzingis. One of them's got to go. We're going to have to do some tweaking. You know, you're our guy, but, you know, this, we're going to have to change things around you.
Okay.
And ultimately, the failed postseasons and the roster uncertainty leads to him asking for a trade out of town. And he ultimately ends up with the Lakers.
That's the
framework of the
deal. I like it. I dig it.
But as far as the MVP goes, and I'm totally contradicting myself, and I'm aware of it, I say the best player on the best team, that's generally my definition, which is why I have no issue with you having Nikola Jokic at number one. What I think is kind of a unique thing about the NBA, though, is that best player on best team is usually criteria number one. And then the second criteria is how good is your supporting cast? And I think that is why a guy like Jason Tatum is not getting much love at all, even though we can all agree he's one of the best players in the league. I think that's why a guy like Kawhi Leonard is probably not getting as much love by the actual voters, because the Clippers are seen as having a loaded roster, which they do. And that's why my guy, SGA, I don't believe has another all-star teammate on the Thunder. I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive he doesn't.
Is Chet an all-star?
No, he's not.
Should he be?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's tough, man. Because
he's been awesome.
there's a lot of really good players out there, especially in the Western Conference. So what I think what SGA has going for him is his team is right there at or near the top of the Western Conference. The West seems to be the more competitive top to bottom conference compared to the East. And because he doesn't have a clear star number two and he doesn't have a loaded starting lineup, a la the Boston Celtics, a la the Denver Nuggets, I think that's why he gets a boost in some of the voters' eyes.
Yeah, I guess I don't hate that. Now, there's still like 29 games to go. If OKC finishes first, I would not shock me if they voted SGA as MVP. It also would not shock me if OKC lost in the first round, okay? It almost feels, Rob, like people are holding Tatum's history against him. Well, he wasn't amazing in the finals against the Warriors. And, yeah, last year against the Heat, there were moments where he vanished. I don't care about that. This is an award for this year. And by the way, if Jokic wins another one, I think that'll be three MVPs in the regular season. And a finals MVP. We got to start talking about Jokic as like a top 20 player all time. If he's not there already, I don't know, right? There's not a lot of guys.
I think he's already there. I think he's already there.
Not a lot of people have done that. Like, you guys can love Barkley all you want. One MVP. Jokic has three. He's out the best player in the league three times. Three. In an era with Curry and LeBron. Two top 10, 11 guys, depending on where you are on Curry. So I don't know, guys. MVP is going to be interesting. I know it's an award and everybody cares that deeply about awards. It's like, who cares, MVP? When you do this historical greatness thing, we're doing the Mahomes versus Montana versus Brady. Guess what comes up? Awards. How else are you going to compare guys over different eras? Well, don't compare guys. What do you mean? What's the fun in that? You know, do you hate birthday parties too? Like, I like comparing players over eras. Like, that to me is fun and exciting. And I don't know, SGA, very, very good. It's just these voters, man, I don't know. They get swept up in all these silly narratives. Let's just look at the season and see who's been the best, whether it's stats, eye test. If you pull them off the team, if you pull SGA off the Thunder, they're still a playoff team. If you pull Jokic off, they're still a playoff team. If you pull Tatum off, they're still a playoff team. You pull Luke off the Mavs, they're not going to the playoffs, Rob. They're not.
No.
By the way, Kyrie's missed 22 games. He often misses a lot of games. You pull Giannis off the Bucks, they're not doing jack. Brunson and the Knicks, same deal. So that's why I give some of those guys a little more props than I used to. All right, Rob, any closing thoughts on the MVP? We didn't mention Anthony Davis or LeBron in the top 10, which seems kind of wrong.
Well, I mean, they're not very good. So
Anthony Davis is not very good?
No, I mean, the team's not very good. I wouldn't expect any of these guys. Steph Curry's a great player, but I wouldn't expect him to get MVP votes either when their team's fighting for a play-in spot. But generally, my last statement on the MVP, one thing that I love about Nikola Jokic, aside from his watching him play and his skill set, he's a fantastic player. He's going to be one of, probably when it's all said and done, one of the top 10 players in NBA history. But my favorite thing about him is he's made the regular season cool again. He's one of the few guys at the top of the totem pole. Jason Tatum's the other one. That's one of the reasons why he's a hashtag future Laker, is because while everybody is like, hey, let me conserve myself for the postseason, I got to get ready for April, May, and June, I don't want to go too hard on a Tuesday in Toronto. Nikola Jokic, if you watch him on Monday against the Bucks, or if you watch him on Thursday against the Wizards, or if you watch him in game two of the NBA Finals, it's basically the same performance on a night-to-night basis.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Joker for, you know, making the regular season great again.
I like that. And we wrap up. You wrap up with a political line. It was something of a political open. Just a programming note. The Foxes tonight could catch their first loss in the Bay Club League. We have our toughest opponent. They have, Rob, no joke, four guys over 6'6". Now, I think two of them are out. One of them played at UCLA with K Love and Westbrook. And they have a guy who played at Oregon. They have a guy who played at Lafayette. This is going to be our tallest order, and we're down some guys. So Foxes haven't lost. I've had guys come up to me in the gym, say, "What time's your game?" Essentially, I want to come and watch you guys lose. I know we've had the heart of a champion the last 2 weeks, pulling out close games in the end. Could be in trouble tonight. I don't even know if I'll talk about the loss because I'll be devastated. And the banner's not hung in the gym yet, so I can't just simply point at the banner and be like, "Do you guys have one of those?" No, okay, check back because I do plan on doing that. Anyways, all right. Hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day yesterday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.